Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's a Football Friday brought to you by Xfinity. And let's go out to the phone lines. And we are joined by a four-time Pro Bowler, a four-time All-Pro. He won one Super Bowl as a defensive back for the San Francisco 49ers. He's now the Senior Associate Commissioner of Conference USA. Merton Hanks, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Well, appreciate you having me.
Yeah. We're having some fun today, and we're letting some of our listeners pretend like they're giving a pregame speech to the team, a pregame talk. And what I wonder is stuff like that overblown, or are there moments in your career, Merton, where you remember what was said a certain time before a big game?
Well, certainly pregame talks are it's really hard to mess a pregame talk up, actually, because usually your team's already fired up and they're kind of ready to go, especially when you're in the position as the 49ers going into the NFC Championship game. There are ways to blow it. You don't want to come in with low energy or spouting out cliches. You want to be direct to the point, and more important, you want to be brief. No one wants to hear a long soliloquy.
Right.
He wants you to get to the point and let's go play ball.
Merton, the game is predicated, I don't have to tell you, you did it, on emotion. And when you used to do your chicken dance, you know what it meant to me? Something's good is happening. I made a play, and the crowd would go crazy. We see it with the Warriors with Draymond Green. But I was telling the fellas last Saturday, Bosa, I don't want to say he faked hurt, but he was on the ground, they were tending to him, and then he got up, and the crowd went crazy. And I know it's about plays on the field. What I'm asking you, though, is I think now Bosa's that emotional leader. Does that just take the team to another level when you get demonstrative like that?
Well, I think you got two things working. You've got and they're all good for the 49ers. You have a high-round draft pick playing at a high level, playing with great emotion. And that permeates and permeates, you know, the entirety of the team. So I actually love the fact that clearly he was still feeling the ribs when he got up. But adrenaline kicked in, the
money right.
kicked in, the excitement kicked in, and he wanted to provide excitement. Because at the end of the day, all NFL players understand that we're playing a great game of football, and it's a child's game, and it's a sport. But you want to play with emotion and have great fun doing it.
Merton, you played in a few NFC Championship games, no doubt about that, and you had some heartbreaks at those NFC Championship games. Tell our audience what it was like, you know, after losing to the Dallas Cowboys in back-to-back seasons, once at Candlestick, once down there at Dallas Stadium or Texas Stadium. That year, when Eric Davis set the tone with that pick six, what was it like in that locker room beforehand, getting ready for the NFC Championship, knowing that if we get by this game, not only are we going to the Super Bowl in Miami, but we're going to go win that damn thing?
Well, that's the parallel I have with the current 49er roster. You know you're the better team when you beat the same team twice in a given year. So they have opportunity. They had a great game against Green Bay earlier in the year. They got them back home on their home turf, fought hard to get the privilege to play at home. I just think it's time to take advantage of it. And certainly for our group was such a supremely confident group. We're like, let's hurry up and get this game over with, get the win. I'm already packed for Miami. I got a dinner date down in San Francisco with the missus. So let's go get this win so I can make my dinner date on time.
I want to ask you that question kind of from the other side, because it sounds like if you're a 49er, you know you're coming off 37-8. You're feeling good that if you take care of business, you're going to win the game. If you're a Packer, do you think some of those players have this feeling? Man, those guys blew us out, and we're going to have to be perfect. and that, like, almost tentatively going into the game.
Well, the Packers certainly, you know, much like the 49ers, they got a bunch of young players on that team as well. And look, when you lose a game, there's always a little bit of doubt in your mind, because this isn't speculation. We're not guessing. We did lose to these guys before, so that definitely sits in the back of your mind. Obviously, you try to go out and play the best to your ability to overcome those doubts. But I do think that's an advantage for the 49ers if they play to their talent level and intensity and capability. They understand that they can beat this team. This is the best possible situation. I usually root for the NFC West. I hate Green Bay so much, I was actually rooting for Seattle.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm an NFC West supporter in general. But the Packers are actually a better fit as an offensive scheme and defensive scheme for what the 49ers do than Seattle is currently. So this is a great matchup for San Francisco. They understand, again, this isn't speculation. We beat these boys just a few short weeks ago. Obviously, they'll come back with wrinkles. They're in the Final Four, so you have to give them their respect, but at the same time, understand that they are in the way. You're trying to get to Miami. I think San Francisco takes care of business this weekend.
Merton, I'm with you. And you also mentioned young players, and Jimmy Garoppolo, number 10, is that. He started his first playoff game, and as you know, the Niners have a rich tradition in quarterbacks, you know, to winning it all. Steve Young, Joe Montana, the bar set high. But, Merton, you would be shocked at the calls we've taken this week to where Jimmy Garoppolo, his personal performance, the numbers, were not on par. Like, they wanted him to throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns. Do you understand that? And do you think it's because of the ghost, I say, of Joe Montana and Steve Young?
Here's what I would say, 49er faithful. We've been relatively blessed with tremendous quarterback play really over the last 20 plus years. This franchise hasn't gone through a situation for an extended amount of time where the quarterback play was not on the upper levels of the National Football League. Jimmy's doing a great job in the sense that he's making the throws he has to make. He's not a quarterback that, in my estimation, is going to lose the game for you. And this team has publicly stated many a time, we're in the business of playing complementary football. If I need to hand the ball off 40 times a game like they did in this previous playoff game to get the win, I think our 49er faithful will be very happy with that result. So I applaud Jimmy's play. I applaud his moxie. I applaud his even-keeledness again. San Francisco 49er faithful fans, look, there are teams in the National Football League. Ask Cincinnati what it's like not to have a quarterback. ask some of the teams that are literally searching for a quarterback just to be average, forget great, just be average for us, and we'll be happy. So you almost have to remind our faithful that, look, we've got a pretty good 53-man roster, including that quarterback, and he's doing a great job for us.
Super Bowl champ Merton Hanks here on 95.7 a game. You look at this defense as a whole, Merton, and it's one of the best defenses I've seen in my lifetime with this 49ers organization. Obviously, the 81 defense was really good. When they won their second Super Bowl against the Dolphins, that defense was phenomenal. The defense you were on when you blew out the San Diego Chargers was really, really good. Where's this defense rank for you when it just comes to the 49ers? I know it's a rich tradition when it comes to defense, not only quarterbacks, but defense. But where's this defense at in your mind when it comes to the great 49er defenses of all time?
Well, I think they certainly have an opportunity to be certainly in the discussion with all of those defenses you mentioned. And the way you cap that is you go get a Super Bowl win. So I can answer that question for you certainly in 2 weeks' time. I think the talent level is as oft-discussed in their front seven is phenomenal. They have a cornerback in Richard Sherman that guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame. You've got number one picks in Jimmy Ward overcoming injury finally and providing the plays that hit athletic and talent level would suggest that he'd be able to do consistently. Tark has come on. To me, he's always been this athletic marvel. I just wanted him to decide to be great, and he's making plays. You get Witherspoon and Mosley to settle in at that other corner position and understand when it's time to make the play, go make it. I think the defense overall, those folks can get that done and do what they need to do over these next 3 weeks, including this game, obviously, in the game in 2 weeks in Miami, you have to put this defense in a conversation with those previous great defenses of the 49ers.
Merton, I want to ask you, I know you never played at Levi's Stadium, but you always played at Candlestick Park. We had Alex Moon on the pregame show last week before that game against the Vikings, and he talked about Candlestick and the ghost and how the rich history at Candlestick Park, though there were so many classics, played there. What's your opinion about Levi's Stadium? Where can the stadium go? Were you a bit disappointed when they did move out of Levi's Stadium?
Well, you know, there was obviously a strategic decision to put the stadium in Santa Clara, and certainly don't begrudge the 49ers for making that decision. And like any great stadium, the stadium is only great because the fans and the teams provided moments to add that aura to those particular stadiums. Look, Lambeau Field in Green Bay is not particularly special because of the building in and of itself. It's because of all the great teams and the great players and the great moments that happened there. So the 49ers have provided this fan base, certainly this year, with some great plays, some great moments. I expect that they'll continue to do that. And then I think Levi's Stadium will take on a little bit different character, and I think our fan base will look at the stadium certainly in the same lines as Candlestick, where, again, you know, 4 Super Bowl championships, 5 Super Bowl championships, kind of hard to argue with that. So hopefully Levi's Stadium gets to the point where it has that type of aura as well.
Where does Merton Hanks watch the game?
You know what? That's a good question. I haven't decided yet. We'll have to see what happens.
You stay at home guy, or you meet out with some buddies?
I might head out and meet up with some buddies at a local bar. Sure. Or I might stay home. I'm one of those folks that I tend to yell a little bit when I'm watching the 49ers play, so I don't want to scare too many folks. I have to be in a place that is understanding that I'm probably going to be a bit loud.
Merton, we got a friend of the show, E40. He's come on, Bang Bang Niner Gang. And, you know, big 49er fan. You guys used to be neighbors. And I got to ask you, what was that like? And did the rest of the neighbors bother you guys all the time?
Oh, no. E40 is a great, him and his family, great people. That's my family right there now.
Still making out the hits, Merton.
We text each other all the time and catch up and visit always a supporter. And for the Bay Area, look, E40's been a 49er faithful for decades.
Yeah.
that's not an unwavering deal now. He would passionately talk football with me all the time. So he's definitely a supporter. I'm certainly a supporter of his in his craft as far as the music scene, and a representative of the Bay Area. Again, him and his family, tremendous people.
Merton, real quick, Stardy. Merton, are you chicken dancing when you're at these local pubs?
There you go.
Because you sound like you're yelling and everything. No. Are you chicken dancing when the Niners put that W on the board?
You know, I'm old now. You got to warm up for stuff. I'd have to, if they make it to the Super Bowl, maybe I can stretch and dust it off.
Bring it back. Bring it back. That'd be sweet. Hey, Merton, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, appreciate y'all having me now.
All righty. That's Merton Hanks, ladies and gentlemen. Super Bowl winner, 4-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro. That's pretty cool. He's pretty cool.
Merton Hanks is a great guy.
Yeah, the chicken dance.
Chicken dance.
When he did it, you knew something good happened.
Oh, and usually he was involved.
Oh, no.
Like he wasn't doing the chicken dance when Steve Young threw a touchdown pass.
I got you. He has to get a pick or a big hit or a fumble.
Bosa doesn't plant the flag unless he gets a sack.
Not well, he planted the flag because Baker did it back in college.
That was great.
All right, we're having some fun today. One of the things we've been talking about is Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. They've reached out to 49er legends from the past, and they've asked them to address the team before games. So we're giving our listeners a chance to pretend they're addressing the San Francisco 49ers before Sunday's game against the Packers. Having some fun. Badger Brian is in Walnut Creek, and he wants to talk to the 49ers team. What's up, Badger Brian? How you doing?
Good, guys. Thanks for this opportunity to address the team. If I were addressing the team, it'd go something like this. Look around this room, fellas. You all suck. You're so full of yourselves, you're all wearing Barry Bonds caps. Garoppolo, you're going to revert to Jesus Jimmy, and you know it. Bosa, your brother will always be better than you. Sherman, you move like a tank now. And Kittle, your shoes are untied. The only reason he beat the Packers is because Rodgers is dating Danica Patrick. Adams had two sprained knees, and Bakhtiari is practicing becoming a matador. Now go out there and lose this game. Go, Pack, go.
That's Badger Bryant from Wisconsin trying to give the opposite of a pregame speech.
I did like the shoes are on top.
This guy stinks!
How about Sherman, you're like a tank. Move like a tank out there.
That's the state of fire this fan base up. Right, there's a lot of people about to come down Badger Bryant's road.
Who won't be seeing any green at the any cheeseheads at Levi's?
No, they travel well.
A few.
They'll travel well. They'll be out there.
My buddy Dana's got
Box
a cheesehead.
Box Kev's selling his seeds. Yeah.
Nobody knows who Box Kev is.
Box Kev is a Bay Area legend.
Well, but that's what
a
I mean.
DJ, say, former DJ at
where?
Our old spot. I don't get in trouble. Yeah. I didn't want to say
long-time San Francisco radio personality, Box Kev, is who
you're a writer.
Referencing.
Well, both of you.
There you go. Let's go to MP. Oh, man. Should we go to MP?
Uh-oh.
Should we go
Eminem
to MP?
Eminem just dropped their new album. So,
MP did something to me yesterday. Now, I didn't recover from him until about 5 o'clock. So, MP, be cool today.
Yeah, this is one of those where I said the name before I realized. What's up, MP? How you doing, man? How you doing, my friend?
What's up, boys? Hey, what's up? Good morning, boys. I'm excited. Listen, Merton Hanks. It's beautiful. I love it. I feel the vibe. I'm pumped up and I'm ready. That's what I'm talking about, boys. Let's go.
Give a speech to the team.
He didn't want to.
Say it again, bro.
Give a speech to the team. How would you do it?
Oh, man, are you kidding me? We're going to dominate this Sunday, man. We're going to make history. Once again, the NFC Championship is here. We're going to dominate. We're unbelievable. This is our moment. This is our time. We're going to excel, and everybody's going to be proud, and we're going to be pumping it up, baby. Let's go!
Thanks, MP. Appreciate it.
Sounds like a different person.
Well, I guess he thinks we're more positive today.
Or you. Yeah.
What a difference. Right. A good night's sleep.
That's true.
I'm going to open up to be your daddy. I'm done with you, sucker.
Yeah, the way
that's
he said
right.
that.
There
I thought I was going to have to walk out and look
tonight
both ways.
Tonight is that energy Sunday.
Yeah, there's my guy. There's my guy from yesterday. You know, the one thing that's to me, a big part of this game is the game that happened in week 12 where the Niners won 37-8. And I was thinking about this. It's like it's impossible to erase that game from your memory, whether you're a fan or you're a player. And it cannot help but kind of dictate the way you feel going into it. And I just wonder, psychologically, do you think it works in favor of the 49ers? Because I know the answer would be, of course. Right. In favor of the 49ers that they won and to the detriment of the Packers. For example, the 49ers, could they be overconfident because they blew them out the first game? Or is it, we're not overconfident, we just know we're going to win because we're a better football team? Yeah, any psychological thing there, you
think,
guys?
For me, it's the latter, B. It's football, it's not basketball or baseball where you see fluke things happen. I just believe that was domination at its finest. And nothing's changed. Now, I could be wrong, and I have been, but Bonte Hill, I expect Sunday the best defense in the NFL to suffocate who was once the best quarterback in the league, Aaron Rodgers. I don't feel like he has enough offensively and defensively. I don't think they can stop the Niners from running. Again, that's why my TV will be on Fox to watch it play out. But there was nothing flukish about that beatdown. And I'm going to say this. The Bulls, the 80s Lakers, the 80s Celtics, Mike Tyson, you knew it was coming. You couldn't stop it. And that's what I think is going to manifest Sunday at 3-4.
I broke my back.
Spinal.
I think the Niners.
Spinal.
I think the Niners are not overconfident. Kyle Shanahan said that yesterday at his presser. Look, it would be stupid for these guys to overlook the Green Bay Packers. In order to get to the Super Bowl, you got to get through the Green Bay Packers. They are focused on what is at hand Sunday at Levi's Stadium. They're not going to look at that game 37-8. Sure, they'll take away some things, but I guarantee you, Shanahan, Robert Saleh, the rest of that coaching staff will show the mistakes they made against the Green Bay Packers in that game that didn't bite them in the ass, because there were some mistakes made by the 49ers in that football game. They will show the mistakes and say, look, we do this again against this team, we could possibly lose this game. So they're not going to overlook number 12, Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur. They have too much respect for the Green Bay Packers to overlook them. And they won't take anything away from that 37-8 beatdown. This is an entirely new football game.
Steiny, I'm going to duck after I say this. But I haven't heard even national people tell me, besides the stakes, lose or go home, what's going to be different So Bonte just mentioned the Niners did. That wasn't a perfect game. What if I were to tell you, 30 for 30, this may be a bigger margin of blowout than we see this Sunday. You hadn't heard that.
Well, you think it's going to be a bigger blowout?
Like, what
than
if
it
they
was?
Were held to 3 or 6 points this
so,
time?
So, you think it's going to be 45-3?
No, I'm not. Ooh. Like, I wouldn't be shocked. And everybody's like, oh, the stakes are bigger. What? It's going to be closer. We don't know that. This thing could get out of hand because the Niners are all on P's and Q's.
It's possible.
Right.
It's that's kind of where you.
Thank you
this
man.
Is a little bit
thank
where you,
far,
you and
man.
I differ. Like, just man. Terms of emotion.
Yeah.
Like, anything can happen.
Dude. I just don't think they got it, man.
I'll
they got
the guy. You mean the Packers.
Yeah. Right. Packers.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of these calls,
Stidey.
I'm looking at the pregame speeches.
Yeah.
There's some heavyweights on this phone.
You know what? Go ahead and pick one.
You guys
pick
are
one.
Being easy judges. Everybody's been great.
We don't want to mock
people.
Who's going to fire you up. I tell you a guy who fires me up every single time he calls. My man, Juicy Fremont.
Uh-oh.
Juicy Fremont, baby. What you got for us today?
I'm going to just go like this. Men, there's a saying that goes, respect is earned and not given. We heard the noise all preseason. We were supposed to finish 3-13. No respect. Heck, we were supposed to lose our first game in Tampa Bay. We win, and still no respect. We beat everybody that everyone said that we were supposed to lose to. We beat the Rams. We beat the Aints. We even beat the Seahawks in Seattle. We're the number one team at home, and they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. The last time I checked, he didn't want no part of this red smoke. You want respect? Do what we did to show the whole world while we put on that golden red uniform. Why we are the Niners. Empire and make them respect us. We represent the land of greatness and Super Bowl rings. Now, Niners, go get your paper, please. Bang, bang.
Wow.
Yeah, Juice.
Yeah. Red smoke.
I kind of like it. Thank you,
damn.
Juice. Appreciate it.
Come on. Los Altos.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. And then he ended it with the bang, bang.
Yeah. Honestly.
Red smoke.
Honestly, I was thinking to myself right at the end, remember, Merton Hanks said, keep it brief. You don't want to go too long. Yeah. I thought he was on the verge, but he wrapped up in a hurry.
He
pretty
ended
good.
It with bang, bang.
Pretty good.
Red
pretty
smoke.
Good. Let's go to Jay.
Wow. The eights.
Jay's
Lance.
In Connecticut.
I heard that.
What's going on, Jay? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Thank you.
You want to address the team? Go.
I most certainly do.
Go for it.
In the beginning of the season, some of them said that we wouldn't even be contenders. Halfway through the season, some people said that we were pretenders. Remember that? But where are they now? More importantly, who are you now? I'll tell you what I see. I see believers. I see warriors. I see an unstoppable force that knows only one outcome, and that is to win. Outside this room, some 70,000 people are here to see you just do that. Are you going to let them down? No. You're going to make that pass. You're going to make that block. You're going to make that rush. And you're going to make them sorry that they ever dared to step on this field in your house. Now you control the narrative, gentlemen, and destiny is in your hands. This is your time. This is your day. And this is your year. Now you get out there and you do what you do. 37-8 was not a fluke. It was a freaking warning shot. Go Niners!
Yeah, Jay!
Wow.
I'll tell you what.
He sound like Steve Sable.
Well, how about Jay? Joe with the perfect kind of New England East Coast. Hey, thanks, Jay. Appreciate it, man.
We got a contest on our hands.
We got a ball game.
Hey, they got me going right now. Yeah.
We got a ball game.
Well, he sounded like Sable.
Man.
That is pretty sweet. Hey, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Bay Alarm. We're going to get to more of your pregame speeches. We're allowing you to give pregame speeches to the San Francisco 49ers. 888-957-9570.
I'm ready to run through this door right now.
And Red Smoke is taking off, too.
1 o'clock. And that's all sponsored by Bay Alarm. Is your fire system compliant? Bay Alarm will make sure you're up to code and compliant Shields. With all federal, state, and local regulations. Call and get protected today. Bay Alarm, what have you got to lose?
Hey, 2014 is here! It's here now! Who will we be? Who will we be?
We're playing no team, and we're playing no man. Hey, man, we got what it takes.
Let's go.
We got what it takes. Let's show the world today. If they want it, they got to come to us and take it. You know that? They got to come to us and take it.
If you're hungry, we got to go take it. If you're hungry, we got to go take it. Let's go!
We're supposed to be the big bad dog. Let's do it today!
Let's sell out for every man next to you! It gotta mean something! We wanna go somewhere, we gotta do it today!
Let's make history tonight, man! Let's make history tonight! Hey, win this game, we're in the playoffs! So I ask all of you, man! Give me everything you got! And I promise you, I'm gonna give you mine! Let's go!
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Patrick Willis, mic'd up. A little compilation of Patrick Willis.
I miss that guy.
Think that's he needs a throat lozenger? Man.
I miss that guy, man.
That's one of those, that's a brick wall speech.
But you can't really do nothing to you.
I mean.
That one was.
No, that's the one you run through a brick wall for.
Gotcha.
For Patrick Willis, after that one, for sure. We're having fun today, not unlike most days here, believe it or not. And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, since they've gotten here, they've reached out to the 49er legends of the past. They've brought them into the fold. They've had them do more and more around the team. And one of the things Kyle Shanahan has done is he has taken some of these legends and given them an opportunity to give pregame speeches or talk before a game. So we figured, why not let some of the 49er faithful give their pregame speech to the 49ers going into Sunday's game? That's one of the things we're doing. And we've had some great ones.
Juice and Jay.
We've had some great ones so far.
Los Altos. Three great speeches. Jonathan was good.
Red Smoke.
Yeah, if you want to give it a shot, 888-957-9570. And remember, we had Super Bowl champion Merton Hanks on last hour, and we asked him what's one of the keys to the pregame speech, and he said, be brief, don't go overboard, don't go too long. So that's the golden rule. And let's go to Shane. Shane's in San Francisco. Shane, how you doing, man?
Come on, guys.
Going well.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. You guys are doing a great job, and they should treat you guys. You know how the media day is just like crazy, you know, where they have the media and all that?
Yeah.
Well, when it closes, when you guys, because you do it at a certain time, you guys, they should throw a party and then have people coming into the interview, you know, for you guys. I mean, you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you.
I think that's only right.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate
down in Miami.
It. Oh, I got you. Appreciate
down
it.
South Beach.
Appreciate it. All right, Shane, you want to address the team?
That guy, he's all over the place, that last dude. But
Jay in Connecticut.
Yeah, Patrick Willis said it all, man. That guy, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't top that. I can't follow that one.
Fair enough.
I just, I'm an old Niner faithful man from Candlestick. And man, I can't get to those games because I work all the time and I'm on the road. But as long as you guys are on the radio helping me out, I get through the day.
Awesome, so, Shane. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, we ain't going anywhere.
That's what it's about. Hey, Juice and Jay getting a lot of love on the text line.
Yeah, they are.
Rightfully so.
I've got text messages about Juice. That's how chilling his speech was.
I'll tell you what. Last caller, his name?
Jay.
Jay. No. The guy just called.
Oh, Shane.
Shane.
You know I'm bad with names.
Let me tell you something.
That's what we did ask.
Shane, incredibly intelligent. He knew. He was smart enough to know not to follow Jay in Connecticut.
Nope.
Joe Lacob could have used that advice after Chris Mullen had given his speech.
Yeah.
But
I'll see where you go.
All right, Bruce the bartender in San Francisco. What's going on? You want to address the Niners?
Oh yeah, man, definitely, man. Long time Niner fan my whole life, you know.
All right, guys, here's Bruce the bartender.
You know what? Check it out, man. The Niners are going to win big, man. It's just...
No. You're addressing the team.
Pre-game speech.
Yeah, when you want to talk about the Harbaugh era, we're not talking about that anymore, man. We got to compare Shanahan to the Bill Walsh era. Bill Walsh got it done in his third year. Shanahan's going to get it done in his third year. They're building from the ground up. I'm telling you, Adam Schefter and all those guys, said we're going to win three games, two games. Forget about it, man. They were. We're going to get it done. We're going to win big. Go Niners all day, all the way, man.
Yeah. He was in his own world. Yeah, he got it out.
Right.
That wasn't a pregame speech. Yeah. That was a history lesson. Yeah.
We talked about nicknames all year. Juice may have dropped one on us with
the
this
red
defense.
Smoke.
Red smoke?
That's it.
I heard that one.
Kyle may not even be opposed to it because Kyle hates it. But now that may have been it.
Everything's got to run through
Madsen. Nobody wants that smoke. We never heard a color. And now he came with the red smoke. Yeah. I think the players will gravitate to that.
Right.
Monte mentioned it to him.
Let's go to Carpenter in Pittsburgh. Is your name Carpenter or are you a Carpenter?
I am a carpenter.
You and me, buddy. What's going on? I was a carpenter's helper.
I got a 4-day weekend this weekend.
Good for you, man. For you.
I got a good speech here. Remember the old Rudy Rudiman, the old skipper, old speech here.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
You ready?
We're gonna run to the left. We're gonna run to the right. And we get to the goal line. We're gonna take it over the goal line. This team that thinks they're better than us. They're not better than us because of the Niners, baby. 9-9 Niners big. Let's go Niners. They're going to go to the Super Bowl. I can't wait. I am so stoked. It's so cool, man. I can't believe they're right there. One more win, and we're there. Niners.
Thanks, Carpenter. Appreciate it. Where'd the speech end? Yeah. And
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? Jay and Juice set the bar so high.
They really
Coach
did.
Coach of Los Altos.
People
don't forget about
like
it.
They don't know that they're supposed to give one.
Right. They're really like
they're passing
fright.
The buck. Yeah.
You know?
I get it.
Boy, we're having fun now. I honest to goodness. All right. We're giving you a chance to give the 49ers a pregame speech. There have been some great ones, but we've agreed that so far, this is either the best or among the best.
In the beginning of the season, some of them said that we wouldn't even be contenders. Halfway through the season, some people said that we were pretenders. Remember that? But where are they now? More importantly, who are you now? I'll tell you what I see. I see believers. I see warriors. I see an unstoppable force that knows only one outcome, and that is to win. Outside this room, some 70,000 people are here to see you just do that. Are you going to let them down? No. You're going to make that pass. You're going to make that block. You're going to make that rush. And you're going to make them sorry that they ever dared to step on this field in your house. Now you control the narrative, gentlemen, and destiny is in your hands. This is your time. This is your day. And this is your year. Now you get out there and you do what you do. 37-8 was not a fluke. It was a freaking warning shot. Go Niners!
Yeah. Damn. That's Jay in Connecticut.
You sound like a young De Niro.
We're gonna have to, we're gonna have to have some kind of vote, and whoever's the best, maybe bring him in studio or something like that.
That got me
that
right there.
That was a warning shot.
You'll be able to get Juice. At some point,
right?
Yeah. Because a lot of people are saying they like Juice.
That Juice
isn't up on the board.
Man.
Yeah, we'll get him up on the board. Let's go to Shaka.
Ready to run through this door, man.
Let's go to Shaka. Vikings could have used one of these last week.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. Hey man, that was a dominating win by the 49ers. Hey, Shanahan showed me something, man. When he ran the ball 12 times, I sat there. I was there. He ran the ball after Jimmy G threw that interception. That was a dominant performance, and it was a growth by the coach. I called to talk about the safety for the 49ers, the safety, the general manager, Lynch.
John Lynch.
And I think he's been a phenomenal, being a Viking fan and, just thinking we had the best talent in the league and how y'all came from four wins. Nobody's giving that man his respect. He's been a solid, solid team, man. I just want to give kudos out to him, man. And I think it'd be a great thing for him to go to the Hall of Fame this year, man, because I saw him knock Jerome Bettis on his butt, man, when he played for Stanford, man. The boy was a hitter, and I just think that it's just his time. It's time to be just appreciate it for what he's done in the league, man. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good weekend. Be safe, y'all.
Yeah, Shaka, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
You let him off the hook that easy?
Yeah, I know. He went AWOL on it.
I wanted to know what did he do right after. How did he get home?
Right.
What was going through his mind?
But he wasn't he's never been a big trash talker.
No, all right, I got it.
He's pretty.
He took it easy.
Chaka's pretty. Yeah. Like he's a 49. I mean, he's a Vikings fan, but he's not obnoxious at all.
Yeah. I did want to see him at the Hilton, though. Yeah. He didn't come by.
You played ball with him.
I did?
No, you gave him a pass.
A pass? You mean like giving him grief?
Yeah, you didn't. You let him off the hook. You gave him a pass, like playing ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't you open your mouth?
I thought you were.
I don't do that.
Now I feel good you gave him the pass. Yeah.
So,
let's go to
Brent Smoke. Yeah.
Jay in Connecticut, though. I mean, the warning shot.
You
line.
Control the narrative.
The 650 is trying to reach out to Jay. Wants him to address his son's soccer team. Let's go to Alex. Alex is in L.A.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Alex? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Can you guys hear me? I had trouble kind of getting heard.
Yes. Well, let's give it a shot. It's a little shaky early.
All right. Well, you know, I got no rap skills, but I just want, you know, all the 49er bandwagons just to take a quick listen. You know,
What, Alex? Alex, call back. I'll put you in the front because it is a little scratchy. A little scratchy.
Yeah.
But I tell you what. I mean, honestly, I love L.A. You guys like L.A.?
I love L.A.
It's all right.
Yeah, I like L.A.
Tupac had a great song, To Live and Die in L.A.
It's the place to be. You got to be there.
Yeah, it wasn't a downer. It was an upper. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's all right. I like San Diego better.
Let's go to Kinger. Kinger's in Newark. What's going on, Kinger? How you doing, buddy? You fired up for Sunday's game?
I'm fired up. I'm not a Niners fan. I got to tell you that straight away. But I was really impressed with Mike's the Situation's pregame speech. Because I don't know when they took him from New Jersey and put him in Connecticut. That is one die-hard Raiders fan. Get this man a sandwich, an Italian sandwich. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kinger.
An Italian, that'd be salami.
What's that about?
Yeah. I lost me there.
Yeah. Manny. Manny's in the Mateo. What's up, Manny? What's going on?
What's up, guys? Hey, I got a pregame speech for the troops, man.
Uh-oh.
They don't want to believe, man. They don't want you to win, man. They're still down to this day, man. You put that record up. You put these fans up. You put the fans in the seats. You know who believes? The fans believe, man. We believe. And if you get it done, I promise you, your name's going to be etched in history, man. Let's do it, man. Ain't nobody stopping us except us. Let's go, man. Niners game all day.
Thank you, Manny. Right. That's
bad.
Manny.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Short,
at all.
Passionate, intense. Yeah. I like it. I can get by that. I can get with that.
Well, you definitely made the list. It's about being on top.
All right, Alex in L.A.'s back. What's up, what's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? Can you guys hear me down? Man.
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go, all right?
Oh, is that the Raider Bang Bang Raider Gang bandwagon song?
He's trying to troll you guys with the Raider bandwagon.
Oh, thank you.
Has that ever happened to where you went to a caller and they played their own music?
No, I don't think so.
It's first. It's a lot of firsts. So.
That was a
show.
Fail.
That's okay. They can all watch that while they're at home watching the NFC Championship.
Yeah, exactly.
You know where you're watching?
Yeah, I think I do.
It's the secret, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm, you know, at a friend's house.
All right.
How about you?
I think I'm gonna go to somebody's house.
That's unlike you.
Without the missus, I'll be solo.
Yeah. Wow.
No lab?
Yeah, no lab.
That's unusual for
live a little bit.
You.
Yeah. Get out and
where
live
you going?
A little bit. Stockton.
Way out there, huh?
Well, it ain't far from where I'll be at. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Sacramento.
Pops wants to go, so I'm gonna go with Pops.
Oh, you and Pops are going to it.
And I'm gonna take the game and then I'll come back to the lab and watch it and hear Joe Buck and Aikman.
Now, who's driving?
Oh, I will. He don't like the way I drive, but I'll drive.
You're
on the phone too much.
Bottom line is, I'll be careful out there Sunday,
too. Oh, no doubt,
right.
I'll be careful.
Driving a caddy to Stockton?
No doubt. Steve, what you want to say?
Let's go to Steven. Steven's in Vallejo. What's going on, Steven? How you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen. Of course, great show. But, hey, let me break you off real quick. Ha, ha. I'm hitting the hill like my name was Bonte. Bang, bang, Niners gang, the Empire, we don't play. From Reading to the Yoon, we show up on game day. We don't get crunk, we get high fay. Who's coming to town? Green Bay? get out the way. It's a quest for six, and we get rings, and I'll see y'all in Miami.
Only problem is, son, he used my lyrics.
What do you guys think of that?
That's trash.
We needed a speech, and he wanted to rap.
No, he didn't. What the hell? Yeah, if you got a rap.
No, I like the bars, though.
If you go into rap, if you want to get, if you got a rap song, yes. A hip-hop song, call it.
Nah.
Give it all.
I mean,
Monte and I are blocking it. You got to do the speech.
Dude, after Juice and Jay, I mean, this segment is one we can't get back in our lives. I'm just going to say that.
Hey, 209. We get a 209, the texter all the time. He says he lives in Stockton. He wants to meet up. Can he go to your friend's party? The 209?
Stockton's off the chain now. You got to be careful. So I'm going to be like, I don't know yet.
Do you want to invite him?
No.
Why?
Because it's, yeah. Pops is my plus.
Hey, 209, tell us a little more about yourself on the text
Stockton
line.
Stockton off the hook.
We'll kind of screen you in here, but I think I could see Guru giving you a ring. Go and watch a game.
No. I'm telling no.
But the guy's totally cool, and he becomes your next best friend.
But where I'm going, they're kind of snobs, so they know I'm bringing Pops. I can't bring
I'm a snob.
How do we know the 209 isn't, you know,
take him to your party.
A millionaire.
I'm a snob.
Party. That's the point. He lives in Stockton.
Yeah.
And you're going to be there.
Yeah.
You know what, Goo?
It's a private thing.
Can you do me a favor? Just once every 4 years, can you give back?
I always give back. But what if this guy or gal was a hoodlum, and then you don't know him, and then I bring him to my friend's house, and they do some stuff, jump off me? Got to be careful, man.
Yeah, like we heard what happened last week.
What happened last?
That's why we're absolutely screaming.
Motorboat.
Yeah, stop.
I was to say motorboat.
Let that go.
I'm trying to.
I'm flustered. I need your help, man.
I'm supposed to go public.
That's your fault. Yeah. I probably didn't help the situation.
No, you did. Tiny kind of tried to. Go ahead, Stein.
One of the things. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Pretty funny. One of the things working for the Niners, and I don't think this has been given enough due, is. Their defense got healthy at the end of the year, had a bye, played Minnesota, dominated them defensively, and only played 40-something snaps.
They're fresh.
So I got to believe the defense is as healthy and rested as you can be this time of year. That's another thing that I think is just really working in the Niners' favor.
And you know what? To their credit, and I'm going to give the coaching staff credit too, I think they knew they were down a bit with the injuries, but they never once went to the mic and said, we're a different defense. Teams are getting more yards on us on the ground or in the air because such and such is not there. And the fact that they're all back, D Ford, Quan, we didn't even think he was coming back. Bonte is like they're renewed, you know?
Right.
And now they're just taking it out on the opponent that's in front of them. And unfortunately from Aaron Rodgers and company, this Sunday, NFC Championship, it's Green Bay. I just feel like it's a brand new week one again. This instance would be week two because week one was last week. They're on a high, and I think they're taking it all the way.
No doubt they're refreshed. Jaquaski Tart's back as well.
I didn't mention him.
You didn't hear Kyle Rudolph's name last week because of Jaquaski Tart and Jimmy Ward. Quad Alexander, just the energy he brought to the football field last week, and of course D Ford making an impact, getting after the quarterback. This is a tough game for the Green Bay Packers, man. I'm trying to figure out a way on how they can win, and the only way they can win is if Jimmy Garoppolo and this offense turn the ball
no
over.
No doubt.
If they don't turn the ball over, I feel really good about this game because physically I don't think they match up. They don't have the weapons outside of Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones. You shut down a running game. You put too much on Rodgers' shoulders. I don't think he could beat this defense by himself, so you're right. And then guess what? If they win, they get another week off, and they'll be fresh for the Super Bowl.
We shall see. Let's go to the Reverend JB is in Hayward. An obvious question. Are you a real Reverend, JB?
I am.
All righty. Well, I'll be on my best behavior.
I am. Yeah. Well, let's be on best behavior, gentlemen. But first of all, I want to say, thank you for taking my call. First time ever calling in. I have been listening to you gentlemen since this season has started. And you have educated me. You've brought me up. I am an avid 49er fan, and I just want to tell you, because of you, all three of you, my season has been better. Just want to put that out there.
Thank you.
I do have a small problem.
Uh-oh.
I have a small problem.
Uh-oh.
I need your help. gentlemen, I have to preach on Sunday in Stockton, and I don't know if the sermon should be 10 minutes or that 5 and a half.
Oh,
wow.
I'm with you, Rev. My uncle used to be a reverend. Shout out to Lee Arthur Lofton. Hey, go with the 5 and a half. Everybody will be happy.
You think everybody be happy?
Yeah, they won't tell you, but they'll appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Reverend, you heard, did you hear the Merton Hanks interview?
I did.
Yeah, he said that's a key.
That's deep. That's deep. But let me tell you what else also happened.
Okay.
This guy, Juice, that you had on the air earlier, that gave the speech, man, let me tell you, I'm 60 years old. He made me want to get out of this truck driving and strap on my cleats and everything and get out on the field for
him. Wow, Juice.
Reverend JB.
Let me tell you, I'm just going to drop this on you, and I'm going to tell you how it's going to go.
All right.
This is the way it's going to go, okay? We're going to step on the field on Sunday, our home turf. They call him discount double check? No, he will be seeing double on Sunday. When them boys get through knocking him upside his head, they're going to send him back to Green Bay, packing, and it's going to be over. The prediction is 31-10.
Wow.
All right.
Reverend JB.
I like it, Reverend.
I'm about to go to one of his sermons soon.
Hey, in all sincerity, Reverend, thank you so much for the kind words.
Appreciate
Don't be
it.
A stranger, my man.
I'm not, and guess what? Go Niners.
All righty. That's Reverend JB from the ward.
You got me ready to go back to church, baby.
Should I play Juice one more time?
Let's hear him.
I got to hear Juice.
Okay, well, we're up here's Juice, one of the best.
Men, there's a saying that goes, respect is earned and not given. We heard the noise all preseason. We were supposed to finish 3-13. No respect. Heck, we were supposed to lose our first game in Tampa Bay. We win, and still no respect. We beat everybody that everyone said that we were supposed to lose to. We beat the Rams. We beat the Aints. We even beat the Seahawks in Seattle. We're the number one team at home, and they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. The last time I checked, he didn't want no part of this red smoke. You want respect? Do what we did to show the whole world while we put on that golden red uniform. While we are the Niners Empire and make them respect us. We represent the land of greatness and Super Bowl rings. Now, Niners, go get your paper, please. Bang, bang.
That's Juice.
I didn't realize is he off the juice or that's natural?
Go
man.
Get your paper, please.
I'm just wondering.
Oh, wow.
I'm just wondering if like one of these guys' partners comes in the front door and hears this. And what the hell?
They're a legend to their friends. The fact that they did this.
Oh my goodness! All right. Hey, by the way.
Oh man.
I did find. And I'm kind of serious here. I found something I want to talk to you about Kyle Shanahan about. And I think it's a weakness in his game. I don't know if it can be exploited, but I do think it's a weakness. And I want to ask you guys about it on the other side. That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
About playing as long as you can, as hard as you can, and don't worry about trust the man next to you. We're gonna do this tonight. Let's go.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Richard Sherman.
I like it, but I gotta tell you, Richard Juice and what's the other guy's
Jay
name?
Connecticut. I can't forget him.
Robert De Niro.
I'm actually gonna replay those speeches on the way down to Levi's Sunday afternoon.
Wow,
that's how good they were, Juice. Coach of Los Altos and Jay in Connecticut.
Jay in Connecticut.
Wow.
I got him as my leader. They're all phenomenal.
Steiny, make sure you play that before we're done.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got 2 hours left. I got to hear it at least once.
Just to get you caught up on what kind of nonsense we're up to today, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have made a habit of bringing ex-49ers closer to the team and into the locker room, and he usually asks a 49er player from the past to address the team before the game, and we figured if Kyle Shanahan can reach out to 49ers, we can reach out to our listeners to have them give the 49ers a pregame speech. We're letting you do that today. And we've had some really good pregame speeches. We also had Merton Hanks on earlier, Super Bowl champ. He was phenomenal. If you want to hear that, 95.7 The Game, or go to the radio.com app. You can hear that. And Merton said one of the keys to a pregame speech is to not go too long, to keep people's attention. And so with that, that's the piece of advice I will give you as you call in to give your pregame speeches. Before the break, talked about Kyle Shanahan. And we've talked a lot about his greatness as a play caller and how he's an incredible schemer and how it sometimes looks like 49er receivers get more open than other receivers. And we've talked a little bit about some questions with clock management and some decision making, but that's not what I'm worried about. It's another weakness, his hat game. Kyle Shanahan's hat game. It's not very good.
I just told you guys that the other day, and you were like,
apparently all the hats are like basically sold out.
This is where you OGs.
It's like a. Apparently, you're not far from it.
Come on, go ahead.
You guys are stuck in the past.
I guess I am.
Stuck where coaches were wearing suits and smoking cigarettes on the sideline. Fellas, it's a new day, and Shanahan's hat game is A1.
Is that a new era? Flat brim.
Yeah. Nice little logo.
But it's to the coaching fraternity. It's like
Who cares about that? The logo's smaller than a postage stamp.
What is it? You guys
must hate baseball players pipping home runs. No. That's what you sound like.
What's next, Donnie? When I look at that hat, I'm like, where's the skateboard? You know what I mean? It ain't elegant. Like,
so, I love that hat. Love it.
Wow.
More coaches need to wear hats.
Just because we're all one big happy family here, Kyle Madsen is, I think, our hat expert.
Oh, no doubt.
Producer Kyle Madsen. He has a different hat for every day.
He's got like
300
hats. Them.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of weird, to tell you the truth. Anyway, he says that the hat that Shanahan wears, they're called trucker hats. It's got the mesh in the back. I take it it's got the plastic snaps. Is that correct? Oh, God. That's my one rule is I wear no hats with the plastic snaps.
Oh, I wear snapbacks all day.
See, this is
the logo is too small. You can't see it.
Well, there you go.
But Kyle Madsen calls it the Shanna hat. I like that.
And they're sold out, Bonte says.
But I don't like them.
And I feel like when things are going bad as a coach, like NBA, you ain't got no hat, Jack. We get to see how you're handling the stress. That hat, I want to just take it off. Give me that hat and let me see how you're really taking it.
I mean,
well, you've been good,
13-3, but Shanahan hat game is dope. Sold out within a week.
Yeah.
Shani, the hat's fire.
It's a little hood.
Bro, Shani's hat game is fire.
Look at this. They know what time it is.
It's called the Shanna hat around here. Flat bill, not in. Flat bill, not in. It's about that dad hat. Nike golf fitted styles.
So it's not a new era hat B at all.
No, it's an NFL hat. I don't know what company.
It's new era brand. It's just a snapback trucker hat.
So yeah. What's the logo? What's on it?
It's a little logo, SF.
I mean, it's
that's cool.
I'm out on the square logo though. That's what gets me. The all red bugs me a little bit, and then the tiny square logo.
The font. Give me some big font.
Yeah, I have certain rules for my hats, and that one breaks about three. No mesh, no snaps, and only certain kind of red.
He didn't get it from his daddy. His daddy didn't wear hats.
Yeah, who cares? Hey, I mean, his daddy's 80 years old now.
Wow.
Kyle Shanahan's a young buck. Grew up listening to Lil Wayne.
He's got swagger.
He's got that new swag. And the coaching fraternity desperately needs swag. That hat man with the headset over the hat, he can lower the brim if he does get mad. You can't see his eyes. It's like he's a poker player.
I would love to hang out with Kyle. He ain't no square.
Keep doing what you do with the hats, baby.
Great one from the text line here, and I'll agree with it. Shanahan's hat's better than Harbaugh's khakis.
Yes,
I would agree with that. All right. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to go out to Antonio in Oakland. Wants to talk about pregame speeches and what's going on, Antonio? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. You know,
do you want to give one?
Rodgers, he's what?
Do you want to give a pregame speech? Or you just want to comment on?
Uh-oh.
It?
I just want to comment on the game, man. Like
Gotcha.
Brett Favre, he's somebody that we fear. We couldn't beat him for nothing, you know, except for when Tio had the game-winning touchdown. But-
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.